Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Republican leadership in the U.S. House of Representatives made a weak attempt last month to propose a spending plan that would allegedly have brought about a balanced federal budget within a decade. That effort didn't last long. Unfortunately, it would not have worked anyhow. The supposed federal budget deficit is fictitious. That's because it does not include the annual deficits for Social Security, Medicare, and related programs. According to the newspaper USA Today and the longtime former top federal government accounting official David Walker, the current budget deficit, once these items are included, is $3 to $5 trillion per year larger than what is reported. Since the Republican plan did not take these extra expenditures and liabilities into account, the alleged balanced budget would never have been achieved. Over the past 33 months, the alleged official size of federal government debt has increased from $28 to $33 trillion. But the actual total of federal government debt, liabilities, and the present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs exceeds more than $100 trillion. Even worse, the Republican plan called for balancing the budget 10 years down the road. In the federal government, that basically means never. So many so-called crises and emergencies would erupt during the intervening years that would have completely trashed this plan. There are also all sorts of other smoke and mirrors accounting tricks that can be used to pretend that federal government expenditures are lower than they really are. Think back to earlier this year when Treasury officials first started talking about running out of funds to pay bills. As the deadline date approached, Treasury officials magically found previously hidden sources of funds to further postpone the deadline. Similar gimmicks would be used with any so-called balanced federal budget. Going further into debt each year is a sign of a weak economy, not one that is recovering or strong. For people to understand the extent of the federal government's bankrupt status, the truth about its horrible finances needs to be revealed. Only then can any plan for a balanced budget be considered. That's it for today. Come back here next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.